The Ogdor HaBeger Kikisto, Holechetz Umiskafelis, the beggar is folded over, Shein HaBeger Shobes, not straight, Uboilet BeBeger Kimen Kis, there's like a pocket sticking out, Vesorach LeKuroya HaBeger Lamatam, you have to rip the beggar on the bottom, Umoilo Afonav and sew back in place, Viatvira Mesiyasheva, then it's Miyashev. Hey, this is the case, how come you have to rip it and then sew it? Lechura, if you sew it back again, don't rip it. So Terah says sometimes when it was made like this. Doesn't look like there's like a pocket here. So the Eitzer is rip it here, straighten it out, and then you sew it back again. That's called you ripping it, Almanas to sew it back in place. So such a case is not called a kilkul. Fakek, you're ripping Almanas to make the beggar look nicer, then you chayiv. So that's the Mishnah. Hakareya b'chamosay. Somebody's boiling meat on Shabbos, he got angry, his kid did something bad, he got angry at him, and he rips his beggar. Kareya b'chamosay. V'yalmeisay. That's Achmonos, he heard somebody was mace. Somebody died in his family, he got so angry, he ripped his beged. Who was in any type of kilku you do on Shabbos, you potter. You take a glass and throw it and break it, you potter midiraisa. That's called a kilkul. V'hamakalkul al-manas l'sakin, but let's say like by Korea, you don't stam rip because you're angry, but you rip like we said before, where the beged wasn't made good, and you're ripping it now al-manas to sew it back better, then shiurin kimasakin. Like we had before, what's the tikkun of sewing? You have to sew two stitches. So if you rip a size that you can sew back two stitches, for that you chayiv. Shiurei hamalavein v'yamanafetz v'yatzoveya v'yatovein k'molei roichiv hasit kofum. It's how much of a thread are you chayiv? Malavein means you wash it off. Washing off the wool on Shabbos, that's malavein. Manafetz, combing out the wool. The wool. V'yatzoveya, dyeing the wool. V'yatovei, spinning the wool. How much do you have to spin to be mechayiv? K'molei roichiv hasit. You have to make a string. The size of a sit means when you stretch out your thumb to your finger like this. That's called kerechav asit, kofel, two times. So drashi asit kofel, first begumara sit to hefsik, that's the space, shebein etzpaliyama, between the thumb and the first finger. Kumayshodim yochel achiv, as much as you could separate them. V'im tovoy, if you spun a thread that long, v'libun, or else you washed off a thread that long, v'nipit, v'tzovon, shein kulam avas mlochas, chut echad, oruch yeshir azeh chayiv. V'aitav o'orik, if somebody are weaves, shnei chutim, you weave two threads, shiurun kumol yasit yechayiv. Is that the Mishnah before said, yechayiv ariga tu chutin? It didn't say how long they were. We only had the shear of gimel botanim, that was according to Reb Lezer. But according to Chum, we didn't have the shear. How long does the thread have to be? The thread has to be shear kamol yasit. The space between your thumb and your first finger stretched out. Drashi orig beis chutin shurin. But reichav abegit kamol yasit. Shafu pish to orgu al pnei kol reichav abegit chayiv. Even though you have a nice wide beged, you're making a long sweater. You don't have to weave in two strings along the whole sweater. As long as you put two threads in this size, a few inches. But that you chayiv on Shabbos. The Kopon Al Mishnah says if you rip because you got angry on Shabbos, that's called the kilkul on your potter. For the more kasha reminu, have a kasha on this. Ha kareya b'chamosoi. If somebody got angry on Shabbos and because of his anger he ripped the beged, it's called kareya b'chamosoi. Or else be avoloi. He heard that somebody was mason his mishpacha and he ripped his begodim not to mekaya mitzvahs kriya. Stam, he got so angry. Because he heard the bad news, he ripped it. V'avoloi. But what was one case? Tama Ovel, V'yal Meisoi. The two things is. V'avol Kol Mitzvah Stam, Avol Stam, you feel very bad. V'yal Meisoi means your own Meis could be Meisoi means you have a Chiyuv to sit shiver on him. V'yal Meisoi. Is Alocha Chayiv. If you rip for one of these purposes, it says Yechayiv. V'yafal Pi Shemachalas HaShabbos. Even though you mechal Shabbos, you chayiv, you rip something on Shabbos, but as vegan yotzi de kriya. You don't say it like it's called the mitzvah bobi averum, but we say no, you yotzi de kriya. If you al meisoi, one of your kroifim was meis, and you ripped your beggar on Shabbos, you mechayim mitzvah kriya. Yeah? But for that vegan, you're over the av malach of kriya on Shabbos. That's what this brisa says. Zechur is faket from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if someone rips, it calls a chamoser, al meisoi, he's potter. It's one of the mason you have to sit shiva for him, you have to rise kriya. So you makayim the mitzvah kriya. And the Gemara like Kasha, there's no steer with the mission to the Braisa. I'll tell you, that Trashi of the Meisti day Brisa the Tony Chayiv the Meisti. When the Brisa says that Yechayiv is talking about your own mace, Shechayiv lekroyalov Yavechiyav kriya Hilka kriya the day Lav Kilkulu Elatikin. If you have someone Yom Hashpacha that was mace, see Yavechiyav kriya. You mechuyev to rip your beged. So if you rip your beged on Shabbat, that's not called a kukul. It's called the mekayim mitzvah right now. So that's called a tikkun. That's why you chayev for Shabbos. But you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So if you do it, you mechayev. It's called your mechal Shabbos because it's called a tikkun. You mekayim the mitzvah. For her, the Mishnah though is talking about you didn't rip on somebody you have a chayev kriya. So stam, you felt bad that somebody died and you ripped your begodim. So since you're not mekayim any mitzvah, that's a pure kukul, and that's why you put on the Mishnah. For the Gemara can't be. The Mishnah says, like, so Mashal, the Mishnah is also talking about which your mace. Even though you have a chiyuv to rise kriya, and when you write, and when you did it, you mekayim the mitzvah, still you potter. So chur it's a stira. And the Gemara liyelam the mace today. No, both the Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about your own kriyvim. One of your kriyvim was mace. That you have a chiyuv to rise kriya. Of Abahanech, the lab bnei avelos, no, a mace today, of Abahanech, the lab bnei avelos ninu. That you have no chiyuv avelos. Rashi, the other one be made today. Shemut lol of the kovri. O mi o bahan et la b'nei avole ninu. Shein am yesu amur mepashas kanin. Ove vi imoi bono b'nei sov yachav yachoysi. Means mesa means fact of truth. Somebody you know, a close friend or a close cousin. But before you don't have a chiyuv kriya. That's what the Mishnah means. So in such a case, you potter. Since you don't have a chiyuv kriya, you're ripped on Shabbos. That's called a kilkul. The price that says Yechayiv means one of the seven Krovim that you have a Chiyiv to rise Kriya by. The Tanya, Fret Gemara. Vi Chochem, but let's say this person that was Mace, is a Chochem, Chiyuv and Mechayiv, or anyway you have to rise Kriya. The Tanya, Chochem Shemes, a Chochem that died, Hakil Krovim. Everybody's called a Korov. Fret Gemara, Hakil Krovim, that's true, second item, everybody have to sit Shiva. Eleim Hakil Kikroivov, that means Hakil Kurim Olov, Hakil Chotzim Olov, Hakil Mavarim Olov. That Rechochum was mace, everybody's allowed to rise Kriya, and you have to have Chalitza, that's a certain type of Kriya they used to do to uncover the shoulders, and they used to have a Sudas Havro in the street. So Rechochum was mace, you're supposed to do this. So the Kashkir is, if this person of died on Shabbos was a Chochum, and you rip now, you should be Chayiv, because it's called a Tikkun, you have a Chayiv to rise. So the moral of Tzricha the Lav Chochum. We're talking about the Mishnah where the mace was not a Chochum. The Adam Kosher, even if it's not a Chochem, but it's a Kosher Yid, Chiyuv and Mechayiv, it's still Mechayiv to rise Kriya, the Tanya. How come a person's kid dies when they're young? Kadesha Yivka v'yisabal al Adam Kosher. They die young to teach their father to be misabal on an Adam Kosher. Fred Gemara, Kadesha Yivka avuni shakli minei, to teach a person to cry on somebody when he dies. That's the reason why we take away his own children, his own Arvin, his own Arabis, his own Mashkin. What's the reason why a Kodesh Baruch Hu kills them or your children when they're young? Ela means like this. Mifnei shaloi bochum v'saba al-Adam kosher. It means that when somebody was maced and Adam kosher, the father was not, he didn't feel bad, he didn't cry about it. So an einish that you didn't cry when somebody died, the Abisha takes away your son when he dies. If somebody dies, when an Adam Kosher dies, if somebody cries, when an Adam Kosher dies, is Moichel Akol Avanoisiv. Halacha is when Moichel Akol Avanoisiv. Bishvil Kovet Shosa. The fact you did a cover to this mace, for that alone will Moichel Akol Avanoisiv. Agar Rabbi Saul Slanta, I think, says, the Vos Nagmar, the Midik Negamidir is, if you don't die when an Adam Kosher dies, why does Hashem take away your children? The Midik Negamidir is, what's the reason why you don't die if an Adam Kosher dies? As if you don't cry. As the Pshat is, because you don't feel so bad, because he's an Adam Kosher, he's going to go to Gan Eden anyway. Adam Rabbos, you have to live here for, let him go straight to Gan Eden. So that's why he don't bother you so much. But that's wrong. So Abzor, the Abishah takes away your small children, the same thing. Since they're young children, they also go straight to Gan Eden. So Abzor, what do you care there? The Abishah is taken away, it's going to Gan Eden. That's the Midah Kenegan Midah. But it's not that way. When anybody's maced, no matter how much of a tzaddik he was, we're supposed to feel bad for what we lost. Before us, we're losing somebody. So that's a bad Midah. But for Kent, if you do cry, it's Mechel on Klov and Oysav. So I call upon him, Adam Kosher that died, you're supposed to also rest Kriya. Lo, it's Richard Lav Adam Kosher. It wasn't an Adam Kosher in the Mishnah. But if you're standing there, b'shas the person himself is mace, is also chiyuv v'mechayiv. You're mechayiv to rise kriya. De Tanya, you have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. If somebody is standing by somebody, b'shas yitzias neshama, chayim l'kriyin. You have a chiyuv to rise kriyin. You're supposed to rip your begodim then. Holom is the doima. What is this doima to? The sefer Torah shenisafon. As the effort to sefer Torah, they got burnt up. So the Kuri here also, if the person you were there, b'shas, the person was dying, and you ripped your beged on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. Because since you're supposed to rise kriya, it's called a tikkun. So why does the Mishnah say chayiv? Like tzricha, you have to assign the Mishnah to like koi b'shas to see us neshama. The Mishnah is talking about you're not standing there b'shas to see us neshama. Lamaisa though, we're not knowing to make these kriyas though. Lamaisa, we're not even knowing afilu you're standing there b'shas to see us neshama. Lamaisa, we don't rise kriya. So shaila, why the meaning is not to? Some say the minig not to it because if the minig would be to rise, nobody would go to people b'shas to see us neshama. People wouldn't go there. They'll know they have to rip the begodin, they wouldn't go there. So Mele Hashem, given a minig not to rip your begodin. Hanodim kosher also when I'm knowing. The Meister when I'm knowing to rip our begodin. Only on the Zion proven. But Mikra Dindo, the Dindo's like this Gemara though, that Hanodim kosher, a Chochom, or Yedir b'shas to see us neshama, you should rip your begodin. So the Gemara good. Tenech Meister. See, one of the miyashiv, this brisa that says if you rip on Shabbos Yechayiv, it's talking about one of the Zion Krovim you have a chiyiv to rise kriya for. That's good meisai. But the brisa also says, it says if you rip b'chamosai, Yechayiv. That's the first Gemara. Hakareya b'chamosai, if you rip b'chamosai, Yechayiv. So what do you do with that? That's only a kilkul. So why does the brisa say Yechayiv? El chamosi achamosi kasha. And the Gemara chamosi achamosi namel kasha. Or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Or Rabbi Yehuda the Yom Ha'amlocha shen tzrich legulfa chayev olei. You talk it through, you're ripping. And you don't need the ripping. But it's called Amlocha shen tzrich legulfa. That's why you chayev, that's trying to brisa. Or Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That what? You're making this kriya, but you don't need the kriya. The Yom Ha'amlocha shen tzrich legulfa is potter olei. Since you don't need the kriya, I'm not to misak in your potter. But the brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds melacha shen tzrich legulfa yechayiv on it. So the Gemara no. Eimu d'shamu the Rabbi Yehuda v'mesakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda say melacha shen tzrich legulfa yechayiv? That's only where kol ponim be mesakin. Of a mekalkum yishamatlei. And in a case where you're ruining it, avada kukul is pot even according to Rabbi Yehuda. See, here when you're ripping your beged, you're ruining the beged. Where you mekalkul avada yepoter. So it's still shred of brisa. How could Rabbi Yehuda hold when you rip on Shabbos? B'chamosi yechayiv, l'chur it's a kilkul, and the Gemara amir avavin, hainami misakinu. No, in a givis samos, it's called a tikkun. The ka'ovid nachas ruach liyitzroi. It's considered you're doing nachas ruach liyitzroi. Means you have anger. Your yetzer is burning up in you. He wants to do something bad. When you rip your beged now, you cool down your kas. By cooling down your kas, that's called you did a nachas ruach yourself. That's called the ksas tikkun. That's not called a kilkul anymore. Since this ripping does something for yourself, you could be chayiv. Alright, we'll stop here, but the Gemara doesn't blight with this terrace. This terrace is great terrace. Middle of a Shiloh. Our Mishnah says, Yekareya b'chamosoi, if you rip something on Shabbos because you get angry, our Mishnah says, Yepoter. Because that's the cloud, call him a kaplan, it's pturim. We have a shaila. The brisa says yichayiv. Reminu the kash was her kriya bechamosoi or beavol of yamaisi yichayiv. So Gemara came to give a teretz. We had the Gemara want to say hor Rabbi Yehuda hor Rabbi Shimon. Havada when you rip the beged, it's called the melacha shen tzrich legufa. You don't really need the ripping of the beged. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, yichayiv from melacha shen tzrich legufa, and according to Rabbi Shimon, you potter because it's the melacha that you don't need the actual ripping. Then the Gemara is the Kasha, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's Mekalkul, you always potter. If Rabbi Yehuda says, a Melacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is Chayiv L'Moshel, if you carry out the mace outside. There's no kukul involved, you're doing a little tikkun, you don't want him in the house, you're taking him outside. Even though you do not need the guf of the Melacha, you Chayiv. But here, when you rip your beggar, the Chura, you Mekalkul, so it should be potter. So it's still Shver, how could the Brisa say, if you rip a beggar because you get angry on Shabbos, you Chayiv? So the Gemara gave a teretz. Leitzuricha, Moras Kasha, Yehorab Shimon Yamalacha Shem Tzvich Legufa, Potter Olei. For the Gemara Eimu, the Shama that Rabbi Yehuda, the Mesakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Yechayiv if you're Mesakin it? Of a Mekalkul Mishamat Lei, when you Mekalkul, if you rip the beggar on Shabbos, why Yechayiv? Om Ravavin, Hainami Mesakinu. The first heritage of this is also called the Tikkun. The Kovid Nachas Ruach Li Yitzroi. You're like calming down your nerves. So you're doing the taiva to your nerves. Although you got angry on Shabbos for some reason, either somebody was mace. Or Stami got angry, so you have a rip a beg, it is called your masak and your goof, you're calming your nerves. That's the teretz. Like Rashi says, Nachas ruach li yitzroi, shemashachech es chamosa. You calm down your anger, that's called a tikkun. For the Gemara, that's not true. Well, kai gavne mishori, is this mutter to do this? V'atanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar v'aymer, mishum chilfo bar agro, she'oma mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says over name of Yochanan ben Nuri, ha'mekara begodu bechamosu, somebody rips his begodu because they got angry, v'yamashaber kelu bechamosu, or else when he's angry, he breaks kelu, v'yamafazim oisa bechamosu, he gets angry, just throws his money away, is yehei b'yanecho k'oivet avoyde zara, such a person is like he's being oivet avoyde zara. Why? Shekachum nosa shel yetzora. This is the way the yetzora acts upon a person. Hayoyim mama lo yasei kach. The thing is, he takes over you. He tells you, today, do a little bit, Meshuggah. Today, just throw money away. L'mocharoyim lo yasei kach. Tomorrow's going to tell you, go do something, a bigger aveira. Achoyim lo yavoid avoid the zora. For heilach b'yoyvid. If you come to listen to yetzora, you should know eventually he'll get you to be oyvid avoid the zora. This is beginning to be Oved Avodah Zorah. What does that mean? You listen to Yetzorah. So who's telling you to break the Begodim, to break the Kelim, or to rip your Begodim? It's Yetzorah. So you're not supposed to listen to him. So Drashi Mishori Vatanya, Al Molav Mesakinu, this is not called Mesakin. She Malamed Umargalas Yitzroy Love Your Love. You're Malamed, you're teaching Yetzorah, and you're being Margul, you're making him use to be coming to you. Yeah. What's the posik? Om Rav Avin Micro, where's the posik? The posik says, Lo yia b'chor el zor. Lo yistachav eli el necher. We dash in ezel el zor. What's called a fremda getchka? Sheyesh b'gufa shalodim. It says, Lo yia b'chor. It shouldn't be in you. Mashm, in you, you have an el zor. Have a yoyim ez a yetzor. That's the yetzor of a person. If you come to listen to yetzor, eventually you'll be yoyim avoy desorim. So you can't say it's a tikkun, the fact when you rip, you're calming down your nerves, because that's a bad thing to do. So the Gemara, lo tzuricha da kovid la mirma imsa inche besa. But talking about the person ripped it, not because he was really so angry, but he wanted the people in the house to listen to him. He wanted to get order in the house. So he wanted the people to be afraid of him. That's why he ripped his begid. So ripping your begid is making a tikkun that the people will listen to you. Ki ho de Rav Yehuda, sholef matzvaisa. Trash sholef matzvaisa means min ha begid. Bechamos, he ripped off a part of his begid. L'haroysam shukoyis. To show the people, whoever was his maids or the people in the house, that he's angry at them. The Yigurim Alfanav, they should be afraid of him. So he's ripping the beggar now to make a tikkun, they should listen to him. So I said, that's mutter to do, but if you do it on Shabbos, Yichayiv Misa, that's called a tikkun. Rav Acher by Yaakov Tovar Mani Tviri. Rav Acher broke a broken plate. Also, he was angry in his house, there wasn't order there, so he broke the plate to show the people he means business. So he didn't do it on Shabbos. In the middle of the week he did it. But you see, he's doing it to Mesakin, to make the people listen to him. So if you do it on Shabbos, you'll be chayiv. Rav Sheshis Romi lo li amtei moinini, Aresha. Rav Sheshis had a bad maid. When she did something bad, he threw some, like, the juice on her head. Trashi menina tzir shodogim. It's the juice that comes out of the fish. The dogim katanim. He threw it on her head. He's to show her that he's angry at her. Be careful what you're doing. Rav Abba tova nichmeto. Nichdarashi kisli hakad. He broke the cover of the pitcher. Omer Hashesh ben Pazi, Omer Meshur ben Levi, Meshur ba Kaporo. Kol hamorid zumoyis aladim kosher. When another kosher is mace, and you cry, you let out a few tears. As the Kodesh Baruch Hu soifron, he counts them. Or manichim a beis ganozer. He holds it and puts it in his beis ganozer, in his hidden place. So it's a very choshev thing. Shenem the pasuk says noidi sofarta. Like I'm counting the tears. Ato oto sima dimosi benoitchem. Put your tears in the noitchen in a pitcher. Haloi b'sifro secha. Like Kodesh Baruch was counting it. So it's a choshev thing. Omri Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Kol amesatzo bespeidu shechochem. Means when a chochem is mace and they ask you to give a hesped and you're mesatzo, you don't go to run to give the hesped, is royal akarva b'chayiv. You're royal to get an einish back that you should be buried alive. In other words, you're not mocking the chshir. What happened here? Chochem is mace and we lost such a big valuable thing that you should want to give the hesped. And if not, the einish is karva b'mace b'chayiv. Shinem HaPosek says, v'yip roysoi b'gvul nachlosoi b'tim naserich. They came to make a kvura by Yeshua. That's where they made the kvura. Ashabar Afrayim. Mitzvoin lahar goash.
Budashin Malamed Sheroga Shaleim Harlahorgun. They didn't make a good, nice hesped the Fidarkoi for Yeshua, so the Har wanted a mamish fall on top of them and killed them all. So you see, since they were Mesatzel, they didn't give a good hesped to Yeshua, so the Har was about to fall on top of them and bury them alive. So you see, that's the Einish. We're not. What? They didn't give the right hesped there, right? You won't have a long life. Mida connected mida. So need the connected mida. And this is always the posture. What you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does back to you. Any bad you do, that's the Einish Hashem gives back to you. So it's bissel shver. What's the mida connected mida? If you don't give a good hesped for chochem, you don't have a long life. Shrashi learns mida connected mida. Hu loy nisabil al shenis. You are not Masabi, you didn't feel bad since this Chochem died like young. So the Abish to Mishraim won't care about your life, he'll take away your life early. In other words, when somebody saw Chur, it's a bit of Shreld Rashi, it shouldn't only be a Chochem, it should be for anybody then. Like anybody that dies, a Chur is dying young, he could have lived longer, so you should feel bad about it. If you don't feel bad that he died young, so the Abish will take away your life, you won't live long. A Pasha's Chochem is a double tfiyah, because the Chochem is such a Choshev person, we have so much from the Chochem. So when he's mace, we have to realize we lost so much that we should feel bad. Right. Esve, I have a kash on this. Reb Chiyah Barabba, Esve Reb Chiyah Barabba, Reb Yechinim. Pasuk says, Vayavdu Om Es Hashem Kol Yemei Yeshua V'chol Yemei Haskenim Asher Harichu Yomim Achro Yeshua. It says they lived a long life after Yeshua's Nifter. And we just got finished saying they did not give a good hesped by Yeshua. So Chur Tshuv, you say it's Libinis Katsu Yomov, how come it said here they had Arichas Yomim? Or Malay Bavloi, they told him Bavloi, like you're not saying Reib Shat. Yomim Harichu, they had a long days. Of Ishanim Loi Harichu, they didn't live a long life, Taka. In Echnaim, Midik Negan Midim. Since they didn't give a good hesped to Yeshua, they didn't have a long life. Ela Mayato, Laman Yirbu Yemechim, Yemevenechim, Pasuk says, if you do the mitzvahs, you'll have an arichas yomim. Is yomim v'leishonim? You'll say here also, the brachas only, you'll have long days, but not long years. Have the gemara bracha shani. When the Ebeshe gives a bracha, about his bracha, yomim here means shanim. You'll have a long life also. If one of the brothers dies, is yidag